Yes, it is time for Swimming Upstream, a little chat that we have every Sunday morning with two of our wonderful producers, Chris and Sam, having a look at some of the most incredible hidden gems in our streaming services. A little bit of bingeable content, a bit of content for your Sunday afternoon and the week ahead as well. It is the perfect day to sit cuddled up, I think, and really get into some great shows or movies or books or songs. The boys have come with some great offerings this week. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
What have we got this week? I'm excited because I know nothing about it, but you both seem excited.
Yeah.
Who's going first this
week?
Chris
is
going to go first.
I'll kick us off. This week, I've got a podcast called I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the podcast, it's a collaboration between the team behind the popular podcast Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh, yeah.
I love that podcast.
Yeah. It's a great podcast. And the band The Mountain Goats.
Okay.
So it features Joseph Fink, the creator of Welcome to Night Vale,
uh-huh,
talking with John Darnielle from The Mountain Goats.
Okay.
Yeah. And the first season of this podcast focuses on The Mountain Goats' kind of seminal or like most popular album, All Hail West Texas.
Okay.
And each episode is dedicated to a song on the album.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what kind of music is The Mountain Goats about?
It's kind of like storyteller folk, I guess, is the best way to put it, but like indie kind of folk.
Interesting.
So like each song is almost like a short story. So they're very descriptive. They immerse you like in a certain kind of world.
So this lends itself very well to a podcast.
Absolutely.
Then. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so definitely. There's an episode for every song on the album.
Yeah. So the first episode focuses on the first track of the album,
mm-hmm,
called The Best Ever Death Metal Band in Denton.
Okay.
Yeah,
as
it's a
you'd
great
imagine,
song title as
well.
As
you'd imagine. These are all great titles. I only listen to The Mountain Goats.
Yeah.
The best death metal band in...
In Denton.
In Denton.
Yeah.
These are great.
Yeah, yeah, they're fantastic.
And Welcome to Night Vale is such a hugely popular podcast.
It is, yeah.
It is
yeah.
so unique in the way it's been done. Well, not unique, but it's so interesting in the way that it's been done as well.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that this would follow in the same vein as being quite... something
yeah.
special.
It really, really does.
Okay.
So, like, each episode also features a special guest.
Okay.
So, the special guest on the first episode is John Green. Actually, he's the author of The Fault in Our
Stars. Oh, my God, I love this guy.
Yeah.
I love this guy so much.
Yeah. So, he's really into the Mountain Goats. And
he
the
is?
First He is. Yeah. And the first song he heard of theirs is the best ever death metal band in Denton.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he kind of comes on and
so much
talks about
his opinion.
Love of the song.
He is a really interesting character as well.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy in the mm-hmm. best in the best way possible. His vlogs with his brother are hilarious.
Oh, awesome.
Mm. I'm so in.
Yeah.
I am so in.
Yeah, Jess's face just lit up as soon as she heard John Green.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Does he talk about his writing as well?
He talks about his writing and he also talks about how he got into the band.
Okay.
And he talks about what the song means to him.
All right.
And then he gets to tell, I guess, John Darnielle, who wrote the song,
how
like
much he loves
how
him.
Much he loves him and how much the song means
so
to
John
him.
So John Green gets to fangirl
yeah,
over the Mountain
exactly.
Goats.
And there's a lot of, like, everyone is a fan of everyone's work.
Mind
so
blown.
There's a lot of kind of ego stroking, but not in a kind of narcissistic way. It's
I'm
just
in.
Like,
I don't
yeah.
even care if it's ego stroking in a narcissistic
yeah.
way. They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can be narcissistic. They're all really cool.
They are really
it's
cool.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they deserved it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
all
it's
right.
recorded in John Daniel's basement as well.
Of
which
course
is,
it is.
Like, even they were going to go to a recording
Why?
Studio.
He's got a basement that's perfectly good.
They were going to
yeah.
go to
Why
a recording studio, but, like,
oh, dear.
The audio kind of screwed up. So they're in a basement on a mattress in the basement. That's where they recorded
this
it.
This is beautiful.
The best podcasts are recorded in a basement. Let's
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm glad I do now.
yeah. We're actually all in a basement.
Yeah,
right
we're
now.
In a basement right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
holding
we're in
the
a
boys captive. This
yeah.
is Kathy Bates style.
I read a tweet the other day that said, this is the post-apocalyptic world of 2012, and it actually did explode like it was supposed to back then.
And then this is why
and
Trump
we're just
is
living
president.
The nightmare. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Interesting theory.
Very interesting. Now, something else that's interesting is your offering this week, Sam. What have you got?
Yeah, I have another very long-winded title for you.
I'm really into the long-winded title this morning, though, so let's go for it.
So it's a very surprising movie you can watch on Netflix.
Okay.
It's called I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
Oh, how sad.
I know, it is very
sad. Melancholy.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound melancholy, but it's actually very, very engaging movie.
Okay.
It doesn't beat around the bush. It begins as... like this trivial slice of life comedy,
mm-hmm.
but then it transforms into this dark, absurd thriller.
Okay.
It's a very weird change.
Okay.
So what happens is you got Melanie Lynskey, who's a great actress. She stars as Ruth, who's a kind of shy woman whose house is burgled by a petty thief. The police then dismiss the case. So in a bid to, quote, stop people from being jerks, she teams up with a much more aggressive neighbor, Tony, who is played by Elijah Wood, who's Frodo in
yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay, cool.
Who, yeah, and he doesn't look like a midget in this movie, which is very good.
Okay.
And yeah, so they try and track him down. If I were more specific, it'd probably spoil the experience of this movie because it's a massive trip.
Okay.
But the two of them get a pretty rude awakening. They slowly get into like the seedy underbelly of their town, and it builds and builds and builds. When it finally comes to a head, it's brutally graphic, and it's very nerve-wracking, mostly because the movie had just lulled you into this false sense of security from the very start,
mm-hmm.
as this, you know, yeah, this trivial
comedy.
This
sounds like
movie.
A really good movie to watch when it's a dreary day outside.
Yeah.
Set
yeah.
the mood. Some
exactly.
rain falling on the window, cuddle up under a blanket.
Yeah, it's a great movie to watch at night. I mean, I'm probably overestimating the graphic violence here, but it is very approachable still, because even if you're yeah. not into that kind of stuff, you could watch it for the acting.
Okay.
Like the dynamic between Ruth and Tony is really nice, really friendly. It doesn't really force them into romance.
Okay.
Thankfully.
This is interesting, and I've never heard of this one either.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah. Apparently it is very popular. It won was it the jury prize at Sundance?
Just because something awesome. Won something at Sundance, I don't think it makes it popular. It makes it popular in a very certain circle.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean,
but it's well received. I guess critically acclaimed
exactly.
is the word we're going for.
Yeah. I mean, according to Rotten Tomatoes, the movie says a lot about gender dynamics and social norms.
Oh, cool.
I didn't really get any of that on the first watch. It might even warrant a second watch in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've watched it for the cinematography and the acting and the soundtrack too, which is a great mix of retro licensed songs. There's a lot of country, if you're into that, Chris.
Yeah.
I know you're into that, and rock, and the original score as well, which is fantastic as well.
Oh, awesome.
What a mix.
Yeah.
These are really cool. I feel like you've got a really good week sorted now, because you can listen to your podcast through the week, but this weekend, today, this afternoon, you can hit this movie pretty hard, and
yep.
I think you're going to have a good time. Boys, you surprise me every week with what you find.
Well, thank you.
You surprise
thank
me
you
every
much.
Single week, but unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.